The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, it's been a while, so it might be time for another lesson in how to read leftist language that they're trying to sneak by you in your local media reporting. That's where we will start a Thursday edition of the Bruce Hooley Show. Thanks for joining us on 98.9 The Answer. Hope you'll take us with you wherever you go. Provided it's not raining, I haven't peeked outside, but the storms were supposed to dart in and out this afternoon, but I trust the iHeart TuneIn and Radio.com app will serve you well if you have to leave your vehicle or your home, or of course you can download our app, search 989 FM, The Answer. You can participate in the program. Let me know what you're thinking by calling 844-TALK-989. That's 844-TALK-989. Or you can send me an email, bruce@989theanswer.com. I have room for one more question on Ask the Attorney tomorrow night. So if you have a legal question, now would be a good time to get it in to bruce@989theanswer.com. We'll get those questions answered tomorrow night. A lot of people have wondered about Mike DeWine and whether his commitment to being a conservative Republican vanished about the time COVID arrived. He advocated for lockdowns. He was on the forefront of doing so. And now Mike DeWine is not in support of a bill in the Ohio House that, to me, looks pretty solid and pretty much in line, I think, with what you think. I'd like to know. 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. You have to be careful, though, when you're reading the Dispatch reporting on this. It is quite amusing when you know how liberals and leftists like to tilt the playing field to see how this bill is being portrayed. It's called House Bill 248, and the lead on the story says Mike DeWine has come out against a controversial bill. Why is it controversial? Why can't it just be a bill that would weaken Ohio's vaccination laws or change them, amend them, but weaken? Tells you what this reporter really thinks of it. And grant more individual freedom. We can't have that. I mean, we just absolutely positively cannot have the granting of more individual freedom. That's a threat to all of us and our very existence, isn't it? The story continues that hearings on House Bill 248 have drawn national attention as advocates have spread misinformation and conspiracies. Now, I will grant you that some of the people who happened to testify yesterday seemed a little tinfoil hat to me as well, and the Columbus Dispatch is only too happy to let you know that it drew derision and mockery on Twitter. Is there anything on Twitter that doesn't draw derision and mockery? Anything at all? Of all the social media platforms, I am more savvy on Twitter. I was trying to set up an Instagram account last night, and my daughter, who's very Instagram savvy, was kind of half aggravated and half amused by my ineptitude on Instagram. My brother is continuously perplexed why he sends me a message on Facebook and I don't respond. So my social media site is Twitter. So I can speak with authority when I tell you that there is nothing on Twitter that does not draw derision and mockery. Okay? So for that to be the standard, well, this must be horrible, terrible, awful, Looney Tune. No, that does not make it so. Because as the Dispatch reports, I mean, it's been mentioned on CNN, and in the Washington Post. I will need a more stringent standard of mainstream objectivity than either CNN or the Washington Post. So what's the hullabaloo? Why is the Dispatch against all this? Weaken Ohio's vaccination laws. Grant more individual freedom. This controversial bill. What would it do? What would it do? Well, I'm going to tick down through the things that House Bill 248 would do, the bill that theoretical Republican Governor Mike DeWine opposes. Tell me if you're for it. Block employers from mandating vaccinations as a condition of employment. I raise my hand for that. I don't think you ought to be able to mandate getting a vaccine as a condition of employment. So, all right, well, maybe it's buried a little bit lower. Feature number two, allow Ohioans to skip any vaccination by making a written or verbal declaration and require health districts, schools, or other government agencies to let Ohioans know how they can opt out. So you could say, I'm not going to take that vaccine. I have a religious objection to it. I'm not comfortable with the way that vaccine was derived from fetal tissue, stem cell lines, whatever. I have a religious objection. Seems plausible, seems reasonable, seems, as the Dispatch would say, granting more individual freedom. Option three, require schools to explicitly tell parents of existing law that allows them to skip childhood vaccines because of medical, religious, or reasons of conscience. Yeah, I think you ought to be eyes wide open when you are lining up to get a vaccine. You mean I don't have to get this? You mean if I have a moral objection to it, I can opt out? Yes, you can opt out. Oh, interesting. Yes, I'm for full disclosure. So I'm in on option three. So far, I'm in on options one, two, and three. The bad stuff must be further down. Option four, feature four, prohibit forcing unvaccinated people to wear masks, be relegated to separate areas, or face other punishments. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting to where the leftists among us have a strenuous objection. They would love to put us in a holding, I almost said cell, area for not having a mask on, would they not? But you know me, I'm a rebel. I'm down with that. I don't think you ought to be able to force people to wear masks. Feature five of House Bill 248. Allow for civil lawsuits for violations of the bill. Yeah. I think if they make you take a vaccine, I think if they tell you you have to have it to get a job, I think if they neglect to tell you that you were able to opt out of that for religious or moral reasons, I think they ought to pay a price for that. Yes, I'm in on option five. I'm still waiting to find a portion of this bill that I don't like. Feature six, block health departments, schools, or other government agencies from mandating participation in a vaccine registry. I think I'm down on the record as opposed to that. And now we get to the final element of House Bill 248. Repeal, which means there's already such a provision, repeal a requirement that college students be vaccinated with hepatitis B and meningitis before being allowed to live in the dorms. Okay, this is the only one that I'll listen to. But I would say this. If you are afraid of getting hepatitis B as a young person from someone else in your college dorm, don't exchange body fluids with them, okay? Because that's the only way you're going to get hepatitis B. As for meningitis, it is less of a threat, but when it strikes, it is definitely a problem. Can it be spread by droplets? Yes, it can. Viral meningitis, not to be trifled with. That one I'll listen to, but I don't think that's really the cornerstone of this bill. And so I laugh at Governor DeWine having opposition to the bill because he's equating it to the polio vaccine. When little second grade Mike DeWine got the polio vaccine, he says there was absolute terror in parents. People were afraid to go to a ball game or a swimming pool with their children in the summer. Has that ever happened since then? Oh, yes. Last summer. Oh, right now for some people. DeWine says people were terrified. Polio now is eradicated. Wonderful. Nice straw man built by Mike DeWine. So because polio was a thing back when Mike DeWine was, what, seven? Which had to be, what, 60 years ago? We now all have to get a COVID vaccine. We all have to wear a mask. We all have to stand in the corner if we don't have a mask. Thanks, but no thanks. Again, I wonder, the more I see of our governor, has he switched party allegiances, or am I too suspicious of his motives? Someone is switching from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party, and I am not buying her justification for doing so either. I'll give you the details next on the Bruce Hooley Show. FM 521 Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Our number is 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. Mike DeWine opposes House Bill 248, which is pretty much a treasure trove of all the freedoms that I want relative to vaccines. I don't want to have one to get a job at any place. I don't want to have to wear a mask. I don't want a vaccine registry. But he's against it. I don't know why. I do know why. Domestic Relations Juvenile Court Judge Kim Brown has now become the third Franklin County judge to flip from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party. It is because Kim Brown likes being a judge, and Kim Brown knows that Republicans are an endangered species in Franklin County. She says all the right things about the Republican Party being disturbing to her, that it's not the party of Lincoln anymore. So she's switching to the Democratic Party, which is a little bit odd for, as Kim Brown describes herself, an African-American woman to join the party of Jim Crow, the KKK, and other such activities. But, you know, you do you, Kim. You do you. Democrats, it should be noted, in the 2020 election, swept all 10 judicial races in the county, and four Republicans who were incumbents lost. Yes, Franklin County has become a Democratic stinkhole amid a staunchly Republican state. It is no different than Cincinnati. It is no different than Cleveland. But thankfully, the good people in the country overwhelm the people in the city who, I think, vote by habit. I think if people really stop to think about crime, schools, I mean, somebody, I need a Democratic voter, preferably a Democratic voter whose children attend Columbus City Schools, to explain to me how you can view the administration of Columbus City Schools, which is decidedly Democratic, as really being in it for your kids when they are against backpack funding for your kids, which would help you send them to a charter school or a private school, and they are against the state bill that would give your kid more educational choices. But they're signing on. They're not just against it. They're not just opposed to it. They're like ready to sign their name on it, which they have done. They have issued a release that they are foursquare against all legislative efforts to help kids have more educational choices in the state of Ohio. And it's interesting to me that, you know, rural districts aren't joining this initiative, but Cleveland City Schools are, Columbus City Schools are. It's the same reason Kim Brown is flipping from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party. Because self-preservation, right? Self-preservation. One of the judges who lost in the fall, Dana Priest, she'd been on the bench for a quarter century. A quarter century. She lost her race. So Kim Brown has a convenient out. She says that judicial ethics prohibit her from being more specific about the issues or leaders in the Republican Party that have caused her concern. Well, I mean, as the church lady would say, isn't that special? Isn't that special? She says she's never been more disillusioned or disappointed about what the GOP has become. I've never, you know, coincidentally, Judge Brown, I have never been more disillusioned by political opportunists in my life. So we have that in common. Josh Jaffe, the Franklin County Republican Party chairman, says sometimes judges have to think like politicians. Sometimes. They all made a political calculation that they'll have an easier time as Democrats. Really? Really? In a city where the mayor is a Democrat? Where everybody, not just who won a city council seat, but who ran for a city council seat, you cannot find one Republican who even ran for city council. Not one. So I tend to think Josh Jaffe, the chairman of the Franklin County Republican Party, is right. And he got a nice little walk-off left jab in by saying if Kim Brown were comfortable running on her record, she and other judges who have flipped would not feel the need to pull a political stunt like this. Yes. Yes. She is a partisan actor. She is definitely a partisan actor. And speaking of partisan actors, have you heard Anthony Fauci's latest plea to you, the general public, who he lied to repeatedly, who he misled, who he did it for your own good, of course, telling you, don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Because at that point in time where he said, don't wear a mask, he would rather you have been in danger of catching COVID than people who were working in hospitals. Okay, now that's mildly defensible. He shouldn't really prioritize that one person is more important living than another, but I'll listen to that made some sense because we did not want to run out of PPE masks for first responders. But then to flip-flop and reverse course as many times as Fauci did. Maybe you should wear two masks. Two is better than one. I'm not wearing a mask as theater. We didn't fund gain-of-function research. That all seems to me to be fodder for criticism, but not if you listen to Anthony Fauci, who comes up with an airtight defense for all of his inconsistencies when talking to his close personal friends on MSNBC.
A lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science, because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
See, he's science. He is science. He's not a scientist. He is science. And he was telling you inconvenient truths. It's an inconvenient truth that, yeah, I'm waiting for the CDC to take the mask thing off, so I didn't want to set a bad example. Can you show me why it's now safe scientifically not to wear a mask? Whereas last month, arguing with Rand Paul in Congress, you were saying, here we go again with the theater. No, you cannot show me that. I would think a scientist would put forth, I don't know, data, experiments, theories, hypotheses, things like that, to prove that you're science. This guy was feathering his own nest, saying what he had to say, drunk on his own power. And he fell in love with his own lies and your willingness to listen to them.